News Radio KMAN, Nick McNamara, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, and we're welcoming our guest today, President Richard Myers from Kansas State University in studio with us. Thanks for coming out, sir.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.
Of course, and we have you here for the full hour.
Do you still have your top secret credentials from the White House?
I'd have to kill you if I told you. No, oh. I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I've never been threatened by anyone, including someone who's a top secret, you know, type of guy. but thanks. I've never been threatened, you know, with my life on the radio.
Well,
you said you'd have to kill me.
Yeah, well, that's if I disclose this. I'm bound not to disclose things.
So. Oh, are you now?
That's not a threat. It's not a threat, Dave. That's just
consequences of keeping. But here's the deal.
There's I'm a little sensitive today.
Because we do some research at Kansas State, of course, that requires security clearance. Mm-hmm. And so there are several cleared individuals, faculty members, administrators on campus to protect U.S. classified information.
Did you see what a perfect politician he was in just making that transition over to something that really applies?
I didn't know I was coming down here to get harassed by Dave.
I know. This starting the show
so
off.
So good to have you here. You
look Dave, good it's so good purple. To be here.
You look so good in purple.
That's a great color.
It is.
Most people look really good in purple. Yeah. We need more people.
I've never known a person in my life that couldn't look better by wearing purple.
I think you're right.
I think purple's one of the greatest colors there is. I'm going to say that now. And I'm not even a Kansas State
student. And I've never seen
yet.
You wear anything but black.
Well,
we've got some purple waiting for you in the campus bookstore.
I do have a sweater. You've seen my
sweater.
Complimented me
I've
on it.
I've seen your sweater.
So,
it's very old school. It's got the seal on it because he loves seals.
I'm a fan of university seals. It's just something cool
K-State
about it.
The University seal. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, I'll be out there in the
fall.
It's a good start. And I guess I'll just say it. I'll be out there in the fall starting my first semester there in my master's program. So that'll be great.
Awesome. Master's in what?
Journalism.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll be continuing down the path. I've maybe questionably started down, but it's going good for me now, so I may as well just keep going.
He's a California kid.
Good.
And he came here with and you just tell him how you came here.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend's also a doctoral student at K-State, and
nice.
I followed her.
Followed her, yes.
And she's studying math, so, you know, just I followed her. She's going to make the bucks, so I got to follow her.
California is one of those states where we do actually recruit pretty well in. It's a surprising number of students here from California, actually.
You know, I came from a city that reminds me a lot of Manhattan, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's scattered cities out there that have similar feels to this. I know there's kind of a stereotype about Los Angeles County, but that's not fully the case. You know, it's not fully the case.
Well, President Myers, the out-of-state tuition for like a, you know, in here we see what those numbers are, and they're quite a bit higher than a Kansas resident. But how would that compare to cost of tuition in California?
Oh, for even our out-of-state. So our out-of-state in California right now is 1.5 times our in-state.
Okay.
So that puts it up around, 18,000, 19,000. My guess is for a California school, that'd probably be pretty close to in-state at most of their bigger institutions. So our two times out-of-state, which is the normal out-of-state, we give California a break. But in Illinois, for instance, our two times out-of-state is cheaper than their in-state in the state of Illinois. So we are – that's why we're often cited as being a great value, best value in Kansas and a great value overall because great scholarship, affordable, not inexpensive, but affordable.
I remember it wasn't too long ago that legendary broadcaster Paul Harvey used to comment about Kansas State University and what a wonderful facility. Everything that we had around here was top-notch. And he talked about K-State a number of times on his show.
Yeah, he was a great proponent. Got a lot of great publicity from Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll see how it all goes. And I'm anticipating good things, of course.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you start in the fall.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm not sure how it'll be going back to classes after a year off, but I'll have to get adjusted to the school life again.
I think you'll find it just pretty easy, actually.
It'll probably be a little easier than working around here sometimes, that's for sure.
Will you stay here?
Yes, at least in some
capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll still be at least on a part-time basis. I'll have to adjust things on that, but that's months down the line. We got months from that.
You do.
I do.
At least a couple.
Two.
At least till the middle of August.
Two.
Is it really two? It's catching up on me.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, today is 88 days away from kickoff
okay.
for the football season.
Well, There you go.
I'm going to start keeping track of that now.
And our new coach has a perfect record right now.
He does.
Yeah.
You've had, just this last year, a couple of great hiring opportunities, haven't you?
Well, we've lost two icons, and it's one of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning, but two icons. One was Coach Snyder, 27 years a football coach here, 30 years overall. What he meant to the university, what he meant to this community, what he meant to the state of Kansas, I don't think you can measure that by normal measurement standards, incalculable. And of course, he decided to retire in December. And so we've found Coach Kleiman and delighted to have him here. The one thing about Coach Kleiman, I would say, is when you're looking for somebody with the same character attributes as Coach Snyder, Coach Kleiman has that. He's a man of great integrity, honesty. He believes in helping these young men that play football here become great citizens, just as Coach Snyder did. So, and he's a good cultural fit. He's from the Midwest. He fits right in with everything here. So I think a lot of people are really excited about how he and his assistants will take on this new season. And then, of course, Pat Bosco. Pat Bosco has been here almost 50 years and decided to retire this July, 1 July. Promise he made to his wife, Susan, to retire at the age of 70. Sorry, Pat. But he's in many ways helped define our culture here at Kansas State University. So replacing these two iconic individuals is not easy. We've got a new football coach, and we all know Chris Kleiman's here. And then we've got Thomas Lane, who's coming to us from Missouri State University. And we went through a national search, brought three candidates to campus, and he was the one that we selected. So we're going to welcome him here in July as well. And everybody says, well, how can you replace, how are we going to find another Pat Bosco? Well, we're not. You can't do that. You can't find another Coach Snyder. You just got to find somebody that, has great character, that has passion, and that has energy. And we think in Thomas Lane we've got that. And we'll move forward.
When you interviewed him, was there anything in particular that just really struck you, possibly in your first meeting with him?
I think his passion for students. We're known as a student-centered university. A lot of that's thanks to Pat Bosco. And so one of the things I was looking for, we can't find another Pat Bosco, but if we can find somebody that has that same passion for students. So if you look at the record and what he's done at Missouri State, how he's supported students, intervened on the behalf of students, I think we found somebody that has that sort of outlook on life, and we want that here. We don't want a bureaucrat. We want somebody that's passionate about students, that'll be out and about talking to students, working with students, listening to students, and helping them be successful as they go through their college career.
When does that transition officially occur? When does Dr. Bosco retire and Lane step in?
Well, Pat's out 1 July, and Thomas Lane, Dr. Lane, will step in at that point.
Okay.
And there'll be some transition time to work all that, but that's where we're headed.
And my understanding is Coach Snyder won't fully be just gone. He'll still have a little bit of a presence around the university.
No, he's actually involved in several university things, to include at the Leadership Studies School, the Snyder Leadership Legacy Fellows, a great program that's been going now for several years, many years actually. And our attempt right now is to endow that, to get enough philanthropy to endow that effort, and he's part of that. He's helping us raise money. I think he is committed also to providing a gift to help do that. So that's a great program. It's unique to us. It's very popular. We pick some of our best students, and we give them an experience that they can't get anywhere else, and it's all based around Coach Snyder's 16 principles and so forth. And it's good to have that legacy live on and to have him be part of it. We want him to be part of this university in that way, and that's a good thing.
And I can't imagine a better presence for fundraising than Bill Snyder himself.
No, you're right. There's a hush come over the crowd when he walks into a room. Not many Hall of Fame coaches walking around. He's one, and he's just so respected for the program here. Just one little thing. It's a big thing, I think. But the academic progress rate on football teams in the Big 12, we've led that for the last 9 years in the Big 12, having the highest academic progress rate. That's no small thing. That's a big thing, and it takes a lot of commitment not only from the players but from the coaches and the staff that helps tutor and make sure they get their classes done on time and so forth. A great effort here at K-State, but that's Coach Snyder.
Yeah, it's always great to hear about coaches that, you know, on the field, of course, is their main focus, but you're student athletes. There's something you're there to learn too.
They are, and in the case of Pat Bosco, a lot of our student success metrics. We have the best student success metrics in the state of all the state institutions, and a lot of that's due to Pat Bosco and the programs he put in place to make people successful. Whether it's freshman to sophomore retention, whether it's a placement rate, whether it's average starting salary. I'm not saying Pat made all that happen, but he made a lot of that happen and put in things in place to ensure that our graduates did graduate, our students did graduate, and were successful.
And you all held a very nice retirement send-off for him there in Pat Bosco's Plaza.
Yeah,
and,
we did that.
Unveiled some new signage and plaques as well.
Yeah, that was always that had been named Pat Bosco Plaza some time ago. The signage wasn't as prominent as we thought it should be. And so we refreshed all that. Student Governing Association put up some new signage. We put the standard K-State sign that we have in front of our buildings to identify the plaza as Pat Bosco Plaza. We had a dinner for him that night. He's had several farewell opportunities here, which is appropriate for somebody that's given 49 years of his life to this university.
And speaking from someone who did not attend or hasn't at least attended the school, and I don't know, I haven't gotten to know Dr. Bosco very well from a student perspective, but standing in the crowd, just you could see the admiration from the students. You could hear it. I was sitting there hearing them talk about him, and just folks who weren't even involved in the ceremony who came by just to see it.
Right. So I've walked around campus with him on a few occasions, many occasions maybe. He knows everybody. It's embarrassing. You know, you just kind of tag along, and he doesn't know every student by name, but he knows a lot of them by name and their parents, and a lot of them, the reason they came to Kansas State University is because of Pat Bosco.
And, Nick, one of the things that it was honor for me because, you know, at one of the recent basketball games, one of the last basketball games, there was a recognition for Dr. Bosco at the game. And my goodness, everybody was in that building. I mean, the amount of applause that he got, it was just really a heartwarming experience, I'm sure it was, at least for him and everybody at K-State. I think everybody just, you know, this is a man who is not just respected, but he's adored. Absolutely adored and appreciated. And there's not too many people that can say that.
Right.
President Myers, we have one phone call, and then we're going to take a break here from a listener. And let me see if I get all my buttons lined up here. You're on the air with K-State President Richard Myers on K-Man's In Focus.
Okay. I think you've heard me say this before, and I hope the doors will expand when you get ready to leave K-Man. But it's really great that we have the best university president we've had in many years. It's probably James McCain. We have a mayor that is excellent. Now, I'm not knocking any of them that have been there, but this guy is at the top. And isn't it strange that they're both generals, former generals of very, very much importance, and we need one more to maybe advise the county, and I think we'll be in good shape. And I don't know if you remember before, but I'm a former classmate of your brother-in-law from Manhattan, Bobby Ballard.
Bobby Ballard. God rest his soul. Well, thank you for that comment. It's, you know, I'd been out of the military 12 years or so before I came back to K-State. And of course, I know Mike Dotson from his career and now here in Manhattan. We've got a great community here. I don't know if the generals have anything to do with it, but I think we have a great community. And we often, you know, in the Princeton survey polls, it always shows that Manhattan – and K-State, that we're the either number one, two, or three best town-gown relationship in the United States of America. And we are a classic college experience. When somebody comes to Kansas State, they don't just come to the campus. They come to the community. And we all have to work together to make that student experience the best it can be. We're known for that. We've got to continue that. And I think the leadership of the commission, and I know many of the commissioners or several of the commissioners very, very well, and we're going to continue that work. It's like all relationships. They require care, right? If you're, you know, you just got to keep tending to those relationships, and that's what we intend to do, and to continue to make Manhattan a place where people want to come to study, and a lot of people coming back here to retire, actually, as well. So what a great community.
Thanks again for that, Paul. We'll be back shortly here with President Richard Myers on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University.